Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Secrets of Sacred Healing, where we share tips and techniques for helping you be the architect of your own healing and transformation. I'm Barbara Starflower, and I'd like to offer that the intent on this program is only to offer information of a general nature, so nothing herein should be taken as medical advice, nor a diagnosis or a prescription in any form. As always, thank you for making the sovereign choices that are best suited to you in your quest for well-being. Okay, so let's get right into some sacred healing information. And today we'll be talking about discovering and refining our purpose, as well as answering a question from a listener. And I want to start with a special message, and that is to keep our sights on what we want. I know some are concerned about challenges that may arise in the coming times. And as we remember our influence as architects, we can shape the changes to be graceful and cooperative if we keep our focus there. We have that authority. Okay, so let's continue on and talk about discovering and refining our purpose, both our overall as well as our specific purpose. First, on the whole, our overarching purpose, conceivably, is living in alignment with our highest nature, in our highest possibilities, and as closely as possible as our higher self. And when we align with our highest nature, we raise our consciousness. We expand to a higher frequency, and we make rapid progress. So, for those of us that pressure ourselves to find our specific purpose, perhaps we can take a little strain off ourselves as we realize that every time we are compassionate, and we are kind and understanding and helpful and grateful, we are living our purpose. Our purpose, that is, of realigning with who we truly are as the best version of ourselves. We are finding our way back to our higher nature when we embody and demonstrate those higher qualities. Now, we can also have a more specific purpose, a personalized purpose, if you will, and missions that are specific in nature, sometimes larger ones, and some that may seem small, yet all can have a very large impact. We may not know, for example, until we transition, how that one seemingly small thing we did or said may have rippled forward in another's life or in many lives. Or perhaps you are someone that sprinkles kindness wherever you go. And that is a vital aspect of our collective ascension, so thank you for what you do. And we each have gifts that we are bestowed with that can lead us to a more defined purpose and the opportunity to know ourselves in a new and grander way. And if we are still not sure whether or what our specific purpose is, we can look to what touches our heart to receive a clue. Now, if something drains us, it is perhaps not ours to pursue this time. But if something is deep in our heart, if it excites us, there is something there to discover. If something energizes us, it is worth some investigation. And sometimes when we are so busy, it can be challenging to tap back into our hearts, to check into our deeper knowing. So just relaxing and doing something that we enjoy or doing something creative can often spark ideas and inspiration. Now, perhaps someone is wondering, who has time to relax? I know, I understand. I worked long hours and often 7 days a week for a long time. And I got into a pattern of work, work, and strive, strive, and barely could catch my breath. The calling in my heart, though, to make even more important contributions and in a higher way, was strong. And I finally paused to listen a little bit better as to how I could achieve that. And I'm not unique in that, meaning being able to relax is a universal way and an often underestimated way to tap into our higher wisdom and our soul's desires. So when we can relax a bit or do something that we enjoy or something creative or spend time in nature is a good one, we can often receive ideas and inspirations. And if we feel restless or feel there is more out there, you know, that can be a message. It might benefit from uncovering if we are feeling this way as a result of feeling dissatisfied with some current aspect of our lives or outgrowing something. And are we able to determine what that is and what we are yearning for instead? Do we know what we're yearning for? Where we're being called to come out of hiding and step into the light? Do we know, but perhaps we are procrastinating for some reason? Or are we postponing our dream for something or someone? Sometimes it's easier to betray ourselves than to betray another. But maybe there is some way to go ahead and start pursuing what's important to us. And pursuing something, even in a small way, can get the energy flowing in the right direction. Pursuing something that's important to us and in our heart. Now, if we are prudently investigating our interests, taking our time, that's not actually procrastination. That's an investment. True procrastination can result when we know the right step, but are making excuses as to why we do not proceed. If we are clear on our dreams and purpose, or at least clear on the next right step, and are feeling intimidated, perhaps intimidated by the steps that might be necessary to pursue our dreams, or we're not feeling confident in our abilities, in that case, we can focus on our strengths. If we have something that touches our heart, that is deeply important to us, that energizes us, and certainly if we have gifts along these lines, then we must also have strengths toward that end. I don't believe it can be any other way. I do not believe we are given a calling in our hearts and certainly are not given gifts without the qualities and strengths or providence and serendipitous assistance to pursue them. And sometimes when we are afraid to make a change, our fears can then appear as rationalizations. And we set up contingencies as in, okay, when this happens, then I'll do that. But then we live in an in-between interim state that can drain our energy in the meantime. But facing our fears can offer opportunity for growth and to know ourselves in a higher, more courageous way. And I understand it can be intimidating to make a change, but perhaps if we're following our heart and therefore following our inner voice, perhaps our satisfaction and our happiness and our results could exceed even our grandest dreams. Why not? So finding time to do something that we enjoy, to relax in some way, to do something creative, to spend time in nature, to spend time with happy animals, or perhaps do something we used to enjoy as a kid, maybe swing on a swing. We might be surprised by the insights that come to draw us to our personalized purpose or to help us uncover the next right step toward our dreams, or to provide a creative solution to a conundrum that we've been pondering. Now, fortunately, there are things that can give us a little support and help us clarify and pursue our dreams. And here's a secret that I'll share. One of the best herbs for helping to clarify our higher purpose, our true reason for being, is tarragon. Both the odor and the taste can spark a recollection of our purpose, along with the inspiration to explore it further. This can ultimately open a lot of doors and portals in our lives. Tarragon is very special. And another very helpful herb is basil. Basil has a special property that can foster enthusiasm in accomplishing many things, including redirecting our energy into purposeful eagerness. In other words, pursuing energy, putting energy toward our purpose. With basil, we can receive inspiration and to help carry our dreams into reality. And I love to make a pesto with just basil and green peas to make it creamy, garlic, maybe some avocado and herbs. Excuse me, so tasty. And so many herbs are really strong little healers. The potent taste gives you an idea of how powerful their benefits can be. Now, the herb thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, can also be helpful here, as thyme has a very special affinity for addressing, impediments that have infiltrated our core sensitivities. Clearing them can help us reestablish our original source connection, and thyme can help release those blockages and help foster courage and self-assurance, while also motivating us to take spiritually inspired action. So thyme can help bolster our poise, our will, again, our courage, and therefore help us pursue our purpose with ease. I love to cook with thyme. I love to make thyme tea. And another herb that can be quite helpful is sage. It also carries an undisclosed property that can help shift our awareness to our internal world and thereby cultivate true wisdom, helping guide us to our higher purpose. I like to just eat sage leaves or, of course, cook with them, add them to pestos or guacamole or make sage tea. And the herb chamomile or chamomile can also be helpful, primarily because it supports relaxation and specifically related to the release of tension that we hold toward non-acceptance, which takes up a lot of energy. So when we let go of that type of tension, that energy that was perhaps wasted on tension or non-acceptance can be redirected toward our higher purpose. And here's another secret here. The herb Shizandra can help us understand how our purpose fits into our life. That is so important. And if we are clear on our purpose, but we need some flexibility or need creative solutions in order to continue forward while still remaining true to our purpose, then a small amount of the herb meadowsweet could be helpful periodically. Not consistently, I'll say, because it contains salicylic acid, a natural form of aspirin. There's a reason that meadowsweet and white willow, also with a flexibility property, can be helpful in cases of challenges with the joints. And as always, it's fully up to you if you choose to pursue any of these options. Now, if we know our purpose, but if it's confidence we need, there are several herbs that can help, including, again, thyme, as well as rosemary, ginger, and bay. And in terms of aromatherapy, scents that can be beneficial in building confidence include, again, thyme, as well as pine, rose, tea tree, and neroli. And there are additional natural treasures that can help us uncover and make the most of our special gifts. And one is by tapping into a secret property of nasturtium flowers. And that is, when we eat nasturtium flowers, our true appetite can be stimulated for those things that are beneficial for us in terms of physical and sacred nourishment. Otherwise said, our physical sustenance and our epiphysical sustenance. And our appetite is emblematic of our eagerness, our desire to bring in divine assistance and our higher qualities to manifest in the highest way. See, when we eat food that is appropriate for us and supports our health, we are supporting and contributing to the optimization and continuation of a key vehicle of expression and manifestation on this plane, which is our body. And when we're eager to pursue our purpose, we are excited to recognize the gift of our body, which could include the body in its entirety for those that contribute in that way, builders, athletic dance, or our hands for those that write or paint or bake or cook, or our minds for those that contribute helpful thoughts or make advanced contributions for the betterment of all of us, or our voice for those that sing or speak to share good tidings, or our energy fields, which although they're beyond the body, can still be brought closer to others we might be wishing to help by the existence of our body. So when we're excited to contribute in whatever way we're meant to, in the higher good, in peace and in joy, and excited to respect and leverage our body as appropriate and suitable to our purpose, the foods we bring in can support us, and nasturtium flowers can jumpstart us on this path and help encourage a lighter attitude in general. Now, strawberries can also be helpful. They can inspire a sense of purpose and encourage optimism and a boost of energy toward our purpose. And really, all fruits can be helpful, especially berries. And here's another fruit that can be quite helpful. That's persimmon. That's another hidden treasure and often underestimated that I'm happy to highlight here. And chives can be helpful, common chives, garlic chives. They have special properties that can help facilitate an openness in us that increases our understanding and awareness of information that's important to our path and purpose. And somewhat similarly, alliums and radishes are cleansing that can open us up to insights, including an expanded awareness of our special talents and how to apply them toward a greater purpose. And radish flowers can be eaten if you choose, but just viewing the radish flowers can be helpful. So I put a photo on my website, barbarastarflower.com, under the radio tab. The petals of radish flowers display that equilateral cross that I've talked about before that can help remove obstructions, including unhelpful information or unsupportive belief systems. And I talked more about those equilateral crosses in the December 2023 episode of this show entitled Healing Through Hope and Faith. If you want to listen more about the benefits of equilateral crosses and flowers, in that previous episode, all previous episodes can be found on healthylife.net under our archive section for this show. And there are other flowers that can be helpful as it relates to finding and pursuing our purpose. And I know many of us feel a sense of seriousness relative to our purpose and mission. We know it's important and it may not always be easy. So I'd like to mention dianthus flowers. They're very special in that just being in their presence, we can sense an acknowledgement of the feeling of seriousness that many of us feel relative to our purpose and mission, along with encouragement that we keep a light heart, as doing so will only help us on our journey. And the resonance of dianthus reminds us that things can be important, but they don't have to be so serious all the time. And as we relax in that acknowledgement, our purpose can become more fluid. And as we allow a more lighthearted energy to flavor our way of being and our interactions, our impact can be greater. And the special scent of many dianthus flowers can further encourage us to stay true to our passion. And there are many types of dianthus flowers, a few of which the petals are edible, such as dianthus caryophyllus and dianthus plumarius, also known as pinks. Now, if this resonates with you and you wish to try, this is a great time to reinforce what I always encourage, and that is for each of us to conscientiously and with awareness make our own choices as to what's best suited to each of us. For example, checking to be sure that the genus and species of any dianthus you might want to try are indeed the edible ones. Discernment is a very important quality for us to cultivate, especially during these times. And as we make our own choices in everything, and we take authorship over our own lives, we honor our autonomy, and the world responds in kind, respecting our autonomy. And there are other flowers that can help. For example, aster. Flowers, all of them, hold and share universal intelligence, and asters broadcast this acumen quite strongly. So I'll share another secret here. Just being in the presence of asters, we are likely to become aware of something that is important to our purpose or path. A key that we need to be aware of. We can just relax and let it come in. And also in the aster family are marigolds. Marigolds can inspire commitment and devotion, which are both energies important to getting things going in the right direction on a project or in our life in general. And the marvelous scent of marigolds is supportive. And the petals of some marigolds, such as signet marigolds, are edible. And marigold plants are also very easy to grow, easy to save seeds. We can enjoy this wonderful plant year after year. Geraniums, and this is of the geranium genus, so these are the hardy geraniums or the crane's bill geraniums, can help us carve through our feelings related to our efforts and our true purpose and release any lingering frustration, as well as release the need for approval or accolades from others. This freedom is vital as we pursue our true purpose and path, free of these encumbrances, free of worrying about what others think. And passion flower or maypop can help inspire us to live more freely and closer to who we truly are and our true calling. And living free includes following our own path and ideals, our own inner voice. And let's remember from the previous episodes that daisies can evoke many supportive sentiments, especially encouraging an overarching outlook of, I can do it, which can be helpful to us as we pursue our purpose. And there are many, many flowers that can be beneficial as we're working on discovering and refining our purpose. And let's put a quick break in here, but we'll be right back with our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, where we'll talk more about discovering and refining and pursuing our purpose. Plus, we'll answer a question from a listener. Please do join us after this quick break.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit barbarastarflower.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be barbarastarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit barbarastarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advanced information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, barbarastarflower.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Secrets of Sacred Healing, where we've been talking today about discovering and refining our purpose. I'm Barbara Starflower. Thanks for staying with us. So we've talked a bit about finding and pursuing our purpose, and we talked about foods and herbs and flowers that can help us find and pursue our purpose. Well, there are also colors that can help, and the primary color of purpose is blue. Across its various shades, blue can inspire many things, including composure, integrity, sincerity, trust, among other things, and can encourage awareness, concentration, introspection, and inner peace. Now, the darker shades of blue especially can additionally foster a sense of higher purpose as well as spiritual fortitude. So blue can help us uncover patterns that either detract from our true purpose or support its unfolding. And a lovely way to experience natural blue is to work with flowers. Natural blue flowers can be remarkably beneficial in helping reinstate inner peace and for helping find our true purpose. And thankfully, there are many naturally blue flowers, delphiniums, bachelor's buttons, borage, forget-me-not, chicory, flax, some morning glories. There are several blue flowers. And many people I've noticed are entranced by blue butterflies, and this makes sense to me. They are indeed quite extraordinary. Well, really, as are all beings of all kingdoms, each in their own special way, right? They're all important. They're all necessary. But blue butterflies have a way of compelling us to follow our purpose. We can also wear the color blue, and the deeper, darker blues in this case would be the most helpful as it relates to purpose. But whatever blue resonates with you. And another color that can be helpful as it relates to our purpose is white. With white, we prioritize what's truly important, and we can align more closely with our true purpose. And another helpful color is silver. Silver can inspire fresh perspectives and support true insights. And silver can help, I'll say, invigorate our hopes and dreams. Now, we can wear silver, which can be helpful, and the opportunity to experience silver in nature is truly, truly special. You know, there's a reason when people see frost on the tree branches, they're just entranced by that. So let's go on and talk about symbols and numbers. The infinity symbol, which we can just trace in our minds or draw on paper, can help remind us of our true power and resonance as a soul, and that can help us draw our purpose, because this experience is part of our soul journey, and our purpose is part of fulfilling the complement of our soul. Now, as far as numbers that can be helpful, 8 is a good one. 8 is a number that can signify achievement and abundance. And perhaps when we came, we had a purpose in mind. That does not necessarily mean one grand thing, although it can be. Often we wanted to experience several things, perhaps, achieve certain things, and contribute in a manner special to us. And 8 can help us reconnect to that, and we can draw the number 8, especially when we go from top down to create an upright infinity symbol. And drawing 88 has its own significance and benefits. Perhaps we can talk about that another time. And there are several flower essences that are especially suited to helping us in optimizing the pursuit of our purpose, including Easter lily, which is suited to help us align to our collective divine purpose, to live our higher nature. And again, these are flower essences, a little bit different from aromatherapy. Another flower essence is mandrake, which can help us attune to our higher selves and therefore to our purpose. And periwinkle as well can help us align with our original intent regarding a specific purpose. Four-leaf clover can help support greater intuition and insight regarding our purpose. Buckeye can help us attune to our purpose. Cat, K-H-A-T, the flower essence can be helpful for a very special reason. Again, we'll probably devote another show to that. Wild oat can help us recognize, clarify, and align to our highest personalized or specific purpose. Colorado blue spruce is another one that can direct us to our purpose. Columbine flower essence can help us have a deeper appreciation for our purpose, for some that's very important. Bow tree, ficus religiosa, can help bring us into more harmony as we pursue our purpose, so that's important for many people. And elm, when we're pursuing our purpose but we have periods of low energy, elm can help raise us up again to the appropriate level. And if we feel we know our purpose, but we can be led astray by the opinions of others, then walnut flower essence could be a good one here. Many rose flower essences can be helpful, including burgundy rose, Himalayan musk rose, so many others. And we are all so important that our contributions matter. And I wish for all of you to have a high level of success on your elevated mission. The more we all succeed at our sacred purpose, the more we all benefit. And my hope is that this information and these inspirations about discovering and refining our purpose are helpful, and that you find even better ways and higher and grander ways to reach your purpose. And your experiences then offer encouragement and inspiration to others. So that's a bit about purpose. And I want to, as well on this show, answer a question submitted by a listener. Our listener wrote, "Dear Barbara, I'm a huge fan of your show, and I love your book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers." Oh, that's nice. "With seasonal challenges, some of us get a little depressed when we cannot get out and enjoy the sunshine and be in nature. This is especially true in the winter months when the days are shorter, trees have lost their leaves, and nothing is blooming. I've heard you speak about the benefits of roses. One challenge we have is if we want to bring fresh roses into our homes, they can be quite expensive. One thought I had was, can we use a diffuser with essential oils, so aromatherapy, that would give us at least the pleasant aroma that might help the feeling of sadness we sometimes feel? Perhaps you have other ideas. Thank you for all you do." And this correspondence comes from Ed in Ohio. This is an excellent and important question, and I want to thank Ed for sending it in, and my aim is to answer the question and provide answers beyond the question. So I myself live in an area where we experience winter months when the days are shorter, many trees have lost their leaves, and flowers are not in bloom. So let's talk through this together. And first let me say that this is understandable given the vital importance of natural light. It's understandable that people may feel disheartened or a little depressed or melancholy or be low in energy during the winter months or on extended periods where they lack natural light. See, natural light supports our vitality. And our most natural, pure form of visible light comes from the sun. And sunlight sustains life for almost all living things on the surface of the planet. Plus, our sun has several important and natural healing properties. Sunlight is conceivably one of the more potent sources of healing available to us on our Earth, and it's free. And we often see animals basking in the sunlight. They understand the importance of the healing benefits of the sun. And the importance of us receiving unobstructed sunlight is becoming more widely understood. Properly acclimated sunlight, particularly when received without artificial obstruction, can be very restorative. Sunlight is known to boost our immune function, support our ability to make vitamin D, it aids in the absorption of other nutrients. It's a very powerful natural fortifier. And let's put in another quick break here, but we'll be right back with our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, where we'll continue to answer this important question from a treasured listener, and we'll talk more about thriving through the change of seasons. Please stay with us.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, help for a positive life. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Secrets of Sacred Healing. I'm Barbara Starflower, and thanks for staying with us. So prior to the break, we started to answer a question from a listener regarding dealing with melancholy during the winter months. And I was talking about how natural light, such as from our sun, has been shown to benefit many aspects of our physiology, benefiting our immune system, making absorption of nutrients, and discoveries in quantum physics confirm what sages and our ancestors have said for centuries, that light is healing because we are light. So, once more, it's understandable that we can be negatively affected by the lack of natural light, given the importance of natural light to our well-being. It is understandable and predictable, really, that lack of natural light has the potential to be detrimental. And if someone has toxicity in their system, that can make it worse. So what can we do? Well, one of the most important things we can do when we have those times where the sun is a little scarce, perhaps during the winter months or when the sun is low on the horizon for several months of the year, is to take advantage of as much natural daylight as we can. And we can feel the benefit more on sunny days, it's true, but we still get benefits even on cloudy days. Even 5 minutes, we can feel the benefit. Or if we can, getting outside to take a walk can infer so many benefits, and if we have a doggy or two or more to take along, we all benefit. And, you know, again, dogs are natural healers, and just spending time with them and accepting their companionship and admiring their incredible abilities is enlightening in many respects. And our listener, Ed, mentioned the trees losing their leaves. First, let me say that we've been talking early in the show about pursuing our purpose. If we can get outside and be amongst trees, they can help ground our purpose into being, help bring it into manifestation on the earth. And what can be especially enlightening about looking at trees that have lost their leaves is we can see the amazing architecture of the branches. When the trees have lost their leaves, we can see their structure. And that reminds me of when we face tough times, such as when the light seems low or distant, then our true structure, our makeup, our construction, our constitution is revealed. And the older, larger trees are really inspiring in this way, especially because we know, we have the faith that very soon the leaves will return. And the benefits offered by these big old trees is really extraordinary. And that can be true for us too. When we keep our strength during tough times, we benefit so many. We really are returning to our mastery. And speaking of that, let's continue on. Okay, so I mentioned being in the sun, and I know it may not always be practical, but given the potent and powerful powerful healing properties of the sun, it really is worth prioritizing this very effective form of natural healing that's free. Now, I'm not a medical doctor, so always tapping into your own knowing and choice as to what works best for you in your body and in your situation is encouraged here and always. Now, we can also imagine or visualize bringing in the sun, enjoying and absorbing the golden orange sunlight, feeling the warmth. I've talked previously in other shows about research that's been done on increases in strength just from imaging or imagining lifting weights, and that holds true here as well. The effectiveness of visualization, and especially when we engage multiple senses, can be very powerful. If you wish to, you could just try it and see. And so we can bring in natural light with the sun, and we can visualize light pouring over us. And I'd like to share here one of the most important healing secrets of all time, one where we really have the opportunity to notice a difference in our lives, not only during the winter months, but across all times of the year. And that is by calling in divine light. A sacred reality is that one of the most important therapies that exists anywhere is to bring in divine light and thereby increase our inner light. Divine light is even more powerful than sunlight, and we have the authority to call on it at any time. And we have the clout and the power and the worthiness to anticipate its receipt, and that's something we can all do for free. This ability is part of us. We have an unbroken connection with higher light. And deep down, I believe we know this. And if we need help, we can call on an angel of light, to help bring that light in. And we can imagine white light coming in, or golden white light, or golden orange light, whatever feels best to you. They are all healing and elevating. We have the potential of making significant strides across all aspects of our lives when we bring in divine light and increase our inner light. And for added benefit, we can call in higher love along with that light. And another thing to keep in mind is that our breath is our connection with spirit. So remembering to breathe deeply is helpful to bring in more light. And we can also breathe in love and support. So that's an extraordinary resolution to so many ailments. But what else can we do? Where else can we get some help? Well, we can also bring in foods and herbs to help. For example, raw organic honey can really help. Honey is the product of bees, which are higher dimensional healing beings. Honey carries higher light. And honey is an incredible food source. It does not take much. And when attuned beekeepers put the health and the needs of the bees first, ensuring, for example, that the magnificent bees are left with plenty of honey for their own use during their quiescent months, then any surplus honey available to us can be gratefully received. And what else can help? Citrus fruits can help. All citrus fruits can be helpful, including lemons and limes and grapefruits, and especially oranges and tangerines. Oranges and tangerines have a hidden benefit that is like carrying a form of sunlight within them, and eating them fresh is ideal. Melons can also be helpful, as well as strawberries and mangoes and raw greens. Also mint. Mint can be very uplifting. Basil is a great one here too. I talked about that before. And they each have their own special reasons as to why they can be helpful. And I know some of these foods I mentioned might be considered out of season based on location and time of year, and I myself do like eating many foods that I grow in season. But sometimes when we're struggling a bit and need some mending and extra care and a little boost, or a big boost, bringing in a little supplemental help could be warranted. You see, some beautiful beings out there are more sensitive to lack of sunlight, often due to other burdens they're dealing with in their systems and in their lives. So eating clean and light in general, and gently detoxifying in all ways, can support those on the path to restored well-being. And eating radishes can be helpful here, given their positive and cleansing effects on the body. And something else that can help is eating turnips. Now, turnips are not often talked about or appreciated for their healing properties, so I'd like to share a healing secret about turnips. And that is, some of those energetic burdens we sometimes deal with can be released by eating turnips, especially eating them raw. Now, around the midday meal would be ideal. I would not recommend it too close to bedtime if you want to sleep. I know someone that started growing and farming turnips and eating many of them raw, and the difference in light within him was perceptible to me. And something else I believe that is not so well known is the power of real mustard, as in real mustard seeds that can be ground and used in cooking, and the powder added to foods and meals. And we need to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll continue answering this important question from a listener. Please stay with us.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advance information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, BarbaraStarflower.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Secrets of Sacred Healing, where we've been answering a listener's question about addressing melancholy during the winter months. So we've talked about several ideas already, and I'll share another, and that is that aromatherapy can also be very helpful. And our astute listener, Ed, asked about that. So certain scents can really lift our light and our spirit, starting with citrus, whether grapefruit or orange or lemon, or bergamot is a great one. Bergamot is really one of my favorites. And real and pure essential oils of citrus. Now, when we say essential oils, that's what we mean. Those are aromatherapy oils. They can be purchased, these citrus oils that are rather inexpensive, or we can simply eat citrus or cook or bake using citrus zest to enjoy the scent, or add lemon to our bath water. We have a lot of options here. And another scent that can be very helpful in lifting our light and helping restore optimism is eucalyptus. And eucalyptus can be purchased as real essential oil or aromatherapy oil, and just smelling it is sufficient. And if you do bring flowers into your home, many flower bouquets include real eucalyptus leaves. And adding sunflowers to the bouquets, which are much less expensive than roses typically, can be very helpful. And another aroma that can be helpful, you know, if somebody has a little melancholy at certain times, is basil. And here, too, just smelling it is sufficient. I've talked about basil earlier. Basil can be very uplifting and elevating, helping boost enthusiasm. Some people believe it brings additional luck. That would be good. And cooking with basil or making pesto is another great way to enjoy this valuable herb. The scent of mint can also be uplifting and purifying, can help bring in inspiration. And another aroma that can be helpful in letting our light shine is helichrysum. It's also known as immortelle or everlasting. I think those are very appropriate names for it. Now, some aromatherapy oils, I want to say, do come with some cautions for people and animals. So I'm very glad that you all make your own autonomous choices as to what is best for you and your household. And as another idea, across various episodes, I've shared secrets about healing with flowers. And here's another one. There's a very special flower that can help us bring in divine light and cultivate our inner light, and that is the yellow-orange-colored calendula officinalis, and it's also known as pot marigold. Calendulas can support our remembrance, I'll say, of the most precious and remarkable gift we embody, and that is inner light. We are each bestowed with the original essence of light, and we all have the ability to access, amplify, and shine that radiance. And when we do, we exude a warm and welcoming energy. So along with trees, we are channels for higher celestial light. We can expand within us. We can draw it in. Both are options for us. And another flower that can be helpful is sunflower. I already mentioned that. These flowers are emblematic of the sun, and sunflowers can evoke happiness and a sense of surety that can help us transcend our trials. And sunflowers, this is neat, they also feature geometrically significant spiraling patterns, as do many of the composite flowers. And those patterns are in the phi, phi, or the golden ratio pattern, that can support our ascension. And the benefits of calendula and sunflower can be received by viewing them, admiring the colors and patterns in the flowers. And viewing them in person is ideal, but if you need them in the months when they're not in bloom or otherwise not available, viewing photos can help. So I put photos of each, calendula and sunflower, on my website, barbarastarflower.com, under the radio tab. And I want to encourage that working with flowers when they are in bloom can help us embody these higher qualities year-round. Their resonance becomes part of our resonance, and then we carry it with us. Everything is frequency, and our frequency can improve across the board and across time when we bring in higher vibrations. So if winter melancholy is something you've been challenged with, working with calendula and or sunflower during their bloom period can confer benefits to you year-round. And both are so easy to grow and delightful to have in our gardens and yards. So we've discussed getting natural light where possible and bringing in or raising higher light, plus foods and herbs, flowers and aromatherapy, and there are also flower essences that can be helpful. And so flower essences, again, they're different from aromatherapy. Flower essences contain the etheric imprint of flowers that are captured in water. So flower essences can be made quite easily, or they can be purchased. They can be added, if you wish, to drinking water or bath water, or misted in our energy field that surrounds us. And you can tap into your own knowing and wisdom to choose what's best for you. And I'll also share that it can be very beneficial to consider the benefits of the flowers as we use the essences, given that our mind and our intent are very powerful aspects of healing. So a key flower essence to consider, if you wish, is mustard. And I mentioned mustard seeds earlier. The flower essence of mustard can also be helpful. And there are several other flower essences that could be considered, including beech, black-eyed Susan, or Rudbeckia, cayenne, clematis, elm, gentian, gorse, honeysuckle, hornbeam, olive, just about any rose flower essence, with yellow roses such as Rosa hugonus being very, very helpful. Also sunflower and sunchoke essences and witch hazel. So there are several flower essences that can help us increase our inner light, and there's a reason for that. Flower essences actually have benefits that reach far beyond the surface of what they might, on the surface, be known for. Flowers and their essences have truly amazing healing properties, and when one aspect within us is healed, that often dominoes into healing other aspects. And there are specific nutrients that can be helpful in increasing our light, including vitamin D and B vitamins can be very helpful. And in our December show, I talked in some detail about vitamin C and silica, which are natural fortifiers and could therefore be helpful here as well. And you can find our December show on our archives page on the HealthyLife.net website if you want to listen or re-listen to that. And another thought, if someone has melancholy sometimes, there could, at times, be further compounding factors. I already mentioned that sometimes people are dealing with other burdens in their systems and in their lives. Plus, if one is by chance eating more heavy foods or perhaps less than ideal comfort foods during the cooler months or on dreary days, or imbibing or overindulging a bit more during these times, or dealing with increased stress, all of these can burden the body and cause symptoms. And we can be gentle with ourselves as we nurture our needs and our journey to our recovery. But nevertheless, the importance of natural light, as we discussed, and the key benefits of bringing in divine light and raising our inner light can bring a multitude of benefits. And I want to again thank our listener, Ed, for sending in such a good question. The importance, again, of bringing in natural light, it really is an important aspect of our health and physiology. And bringing in divine light, I'd like to encourage again, is probably one of the best recommendations I can make as it relates to answering this question. So we need to take another quick break here, but we'll be right back with our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing. Please do join us after this quick break.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Secrets of Sacred Healing. I'm Barbara Starflower, encouraging that we are the architects of our experience. We have the authority to claim self-mastery and see ourselves into who we can truly be, aligning to a higher and truer way of being. And if you want to re-listen to this episode or any of the episodes, you can find it on the HealthyLife.net website. From the home page, just click on Shows near the top left of the screen, and then just look for this show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, on the Wednesday afternoon schedule, and click on Barbara's Archives. Please join us on the next episode of Secrets of Sacred Healing, the third Wednesday of each month, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. I'm Barbara Starflower, wishing you joy and continued blessings in the restoration of your highest nature and on your journey of exceptional well-being.